Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson in for Rachel Miro. People across California and the nation took to the streets this weekend following the acquittal of George Zimmerman, who shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Florida last year. Saturday night, after the verdict was announced, some protesters in Oakland vandalized cars and buildings and set small fires. On Sunday, demonstrations throughout the state were mostly peaceful. In Los Angeles, protesters shut down Crenshaw Boulevard in the heart of L.A.'s historic black neighborhood. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti urged demonstrators to practice peace. Police did make some arrests in Los Angeles late last night. Meanwhile, hundreds of marchers were out in downtown Oakland and San Francisco yesterday. San Francisco resident Gloria LaRiva says Florida's Stand Your Ground law, used by Zimmerman's lawyers to argue self-defense, is often applied unfairly, and she thinks the verdict will have dangerous consequences.
George Zimmerman being exonerated like this is a message to other vigilantes that they can hunt down black youth, that they can hunt down a Latino youth, that it's okay that a black youth life is not worth anything. People here are very, very angry.
The U.S. Department of Justice is restarting its investigation into the shooting death of Martin as a possible hate crime. Every year in California, hundreds of kids are kicked out of public schools for misbehaving, sometimes for serious violations like bringing a weapon to school. A lot of these students wind up in alternative education programs. The schools are supposed to help kids get back on track so they can return to their regular school. But in Kern County, which has one of the highest expulsion rates in the nation, critics say the schools are little more than dumping grounds for troubled kids. We have more on this story from the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas in collaboration with the Center for Public Integrity.
13-year-old Eric Arahu sits quietly in the living room of the home he shares with his mom, older sister, and baby brother. The family lives in a dusty, sun-baked neighborhood of cinderblock houses in Lost Hills, a farming town 45 miles west of Bakersfield. It's a hot school day afternoon. A TV plays quietly. Eric settles into the corner of a couch. Most kids his age have been at school for hours.
Today, I woke up like at 11. Like, I miss school. It's weird. Like, now that I'm not, like, going to school, I miss it.
To be clear, Eric is in school, a county-run alternative education program where classes are smaller and teaching more individualized. Eric was placed there after getting expelled from his regular elementary school for bringing a knife to campus. Public schools are required by law to offer such alternatives to kids who are expelled. But Eric's community school is 40 miles away in the town of Delano. There's no direct bus service, money is tight, and his mother works full-time. She makes the 80-mile round trip once a week to make sure her son gets a minimum of classroom time.
I'm almost finished with it.
The rest of the week, Eric is pretty much on his own with home study assignments. This week's assignment for history, one of his favorite subjects, involves reading just a couple of chapters in a textbook.
I just have to read, and then I just have to answer, like, these two questions.
As for math, Eric's not too crazy about it. Even so, he complains his lessons are not challenging enough.
Because I told my teacher that it was easy for me. It was just multiplying. He said that they could move me up in math, but he hasn't told me nothing yet.
The workload is far below what Eric would be getting had he remained in a mainstream school. It's one of the complaints from critics who say alternative education in Kern County and elsewhere in the state is a dumping ground for underachieving and disruptive kids.
For a lot of the students that we work with, independent study is just so that they can just cross the box that some kind of service is being provided to the student.
Francesca Gonzalez is an attorney with California Rural Legal Assistance. In recent years, the legal aid organization represented scores of Kern County kids expelled under questionable circumstances and placed in community schools.
If they're not being successful, it can have the complete reverse effect of increasing their chances of dropping out.
There's no hard numbers on independent study or community school students who do drop out. The state doesn't track the percentage of students placed on independent study or how many hours those pupils actually spend with teachers in a classroom. So tracking the actual progress of students like Eric is virtually impossible.
Every kid should be receiving work that keeps them at pace to graduate.
That's Carlos Rojas. He's Kern County's Director of Alternative Education. He admits it's an imperfect system. Some kids, if they lack motivation or strong support at home, can fall through the cracks. But students also have access to numerous services that can help keep them on track. Flexible school days, online classes, and adult education courses.
Our goal as a program is always to have them transition back to the school that referred them to us. The curriculum we use is state-adopted, standards-aligned, just like it is at the high school districts. I feel very confident we're preparing kids to go back.
But another California rural legal assistance attorney, Elizabeth Akis, says her Kern County office is seeing cases where students are grossly unprepared to transition back to a mainstream school because the standards and expectations at the community school level are so low.
So on paper, they may be making up these credits because they're just giving away credits for free, essentially, at the community school. But then once they're transferring back into the regular comprehensive school, you know, they're drowning. They're lost.
13-year-old Eric Arahu is struggling to find his direction and stay motivated. He talks hopefully about maybe someday attending art college in San Francisco, but he shrugs when asked if he wants to finish elementary school. He asked his mom if he could just quit and go work in the fields instead.
But like in the fields, I think you could work at the age of 13 or 14.
You would be okay with that, to work in the fields?
Well, my mom said that it's easy to pick up trash. So, like, and you get paid, like, $8 an hour.
Eric will qualify for free tutoring when school resumes in the fall, if he can hold out that long. When talk of dropping out comes up again, Eric's mother, Narita, stiffens in her chair.
Claro que tienes que ir. Claro que tienes que ir.
Absolutely, you are going to school, she warns him. You are going to school.
No te quiero aquí en la casa todos los días.
Kids like Eric could benefit from proposed state legislation aimed at improving the academic quality of alternative education and giving parents more leverage to get their kids back into a mainstream school. SB 744 passed the Senate and is now awaiting vote in the state assembly. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Bakersfield.
Our story was reported in collaboration with the Center for Public Integrity. To read more about alternative education and to see a photo of Eric Arahu, visit thecaliforniareport.org. That's the California Report for Monday, July 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And the California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges.